Prabhupada ki jai. Om Vishnu Padmam Hamsa Vairabhyada Gajar Jasa Trusti Suman. Here's the Vyanga Sala Pachanarvinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. Skami Vidhi Khandar Charge is the Vyanga Sala Prabhupada ki. Ananda Guri Vaishnavrinda ki. Dhamma Charge Haridas Thakur ki. Prem se kaho se kisne chaitanya bhavrita ananda shed with grad har shiva sri gaurav bhakta vrindi ki si si radha krishna go govinda shyam gaur radha khan giri go pradhan ki jai vrindavan maya pradham ki jai si ganga maya janamai ki jai bhakti revi dalsi marani ki jai hari naam sankirtan ki jai gaurav vimanande all glorious as some of the bodies. All glorious as some of the bodies. All glorious as some of the bodies. All glorious to see Guru and go.
Jai,
see
Guru.
Thanks for the encore.
Our spiritual master, the only way by which we can attain pure devotional service, I bow down to his lotus feet with great awe and reverence. By his grace, one can cross the ocean of material suffering and obtain the mercy of Krishna. My only wish is to have my consciousness purified by the words emanating from his lotus mouth. Attachment to his lotus feet is perfection that fulfills all desires. He opens my darkened eyes and fills my heart with transcendental knowledge. He is my Lord birth after birth. From him ecstatic prema emanates, and by him ignorance is destroyed. The Vedic scriptures sing of his character. Our spiritual master is the ocean of mercy, the friends of the poor, and Lord and Master of the devotees. O Master, please be merciful unto us. Give us the shade of your lotus feet. Your fame is spread all over the three worlds. We take shelter at your lotus feet. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Jabiyari Yashodanandana braj jan ranjana Yamuna tira vanchari Yamuna tira vanchari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari
address. A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Anant Kori Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai. Namachaya Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Prem Sri Krishna Chaitanya Pranitananda Shedweta Garadar Shivasri Gaur Bhaktivedanta Ki Jai. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopinath Shyamakund Radhakund Girivardhan Ki Jai. Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai. Navadvip Mayapur Dham Ki Jai. Shri Jamuna Maya Ganga Maya Bhakti Devi Tulsi Devi Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaur Premananda Haribo, all glories is on devotees. All glories is on devotees. All glories is on devotees. Jai Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Tam Bandhum Agatam Jaiswa Dharma Putra Sahanuja Dhritarashtro Yuyutsus Cha Suta Saradvata Prita Gandhari Draupadi Brahman Subhadra Chottara Kripi Anyas Cha Jamaya Pandor Gataya Shashuta Striyaha Tambandhu Magatam Drishtva Dharma Putra Sahanuja Dhritarashtra Yuyutsuscha Suta Saradvata Prita Gandhari Draupadi Brahman Subhadra Chotara Kripi Anyascha Jamaya Pandor Gyataya Shashuta Striyaha Sambandhu Magadham Drishtva Dharma Putra Sahanujaha Dhritarashtro Yuyutsuscha Suta Saradvata Prita Gandhari Draupadi Brahman Subhadra Chotara Kripi Anyascha Jamayak Pandho Gyatayak Sasuta Striyaha Tam Bandhu Magatam Dvishva Dharma Putra Sahanujaha Dhritarashtro Yuyutsuscha Sata Saradvata Prita Gandhari Draupadi Brahman Subhadra Chotara Kripi Anyascha Jamaya Pandu Gyatayak Sasuta Kstriyaha Whatever you like. You're in charge. Dambandhu Agatam Dhrishtva Dharma Putra Sahanujaha Dhritarashtra Yuyutsuscha Shita Saradvata Prita Tambandhu Magatam Drishva Brahmaputra Sahanujaha Dhritarashtra Suyutrascha Sutak Saradvata Prita Amandam Bhagatam Bhishwa Amaputra Sahanujaha Dhritarashtra Yuyutsuscha Sutta Saradvata Matajis Tambandhu Magatam Drishtva Dharmaputra Sahanujaha Dhritarashtra Yuyutsuscha Sutta Saradvata Prita Tambandhu Magatam Drishtva Tambaputra Sahanujaha Dhritarashtra Yuyutsuscha Sutta Saradvata Prita Tam Him Bandhum, relative, agatam, having arrived there, drishtva, by seeing it, dharmaputra, Yudhisthira, saha anujaha, along with his younger brothers, dhritarashtra, dhritarashtra, yuyutsu, Satyaki Cha and Sutta Sanjaya Saradvata Kripacharya Prita Kunti Gandhari Gandhari Draupadi Draupadi Brahman O Brahmanas Subhadra Subhadra Cha and Uttara Uttara Kripi Kripi Anya others Cha and Jamaya wives of other family members Pando of the Pandavas Yataya family members Sasuta, along with their sons. Striya, the ladies. Translation. When they saw Vidura return to the palace, all the inhabitants, Mars, Yudhisthira's younger brothers, Dhritarashtra, Satyaki, Sanjaya, Kripacharya, Kunti, Gandhari, Draupadi, Subhadra, Uttara, Kripi, many other wives of the Kauravas, and other ladies with children, all hurried to him in great delight. It so appeared that they had regained their consciousness after a long period. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Gandhari. The ideal chaste lady in the history of the world, she was the daughter of Maharaj Subal, the king of Gandhara, now Kandara in Kabul, and in her maiden state, she worshipped Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva is generally worshipped by Hindu maidens to get a good husband. Gandhari satisfied Lord Shiva, and by his benediction to obtain 100 sons, she was betrothed to Dhritarashtra, despite his being blind forever. When Gandhari came to know that her would-be husband was a blind man, to follow her life companion, she decided to become voluntarily blind. So she wrapped up her eyes with many silk linens and she was married to Dhritarashtra under the guidance of her elder brother, Sakuni. She was the most beautiful girl of her time, and she was equally qualified by her womanly qualities, which endeared every member of the Kaurava court. But despite all her good qualities, she had the natural frailties of a woman, and she was envious of Kunti when the latter gave birth to a male child. Both the queens were pregnant, but Kunti first gave birth to a male child. Thus, Gandhari became angry and gave a blow to her own abdomen. As a result, she gave birth to a lump of flesh, only, but since she was a devotee of Vyasadeva, by the instruction of Vyasadeva, the lump was divided into 100 parts, and each part gradually developed to become a male child. Thus, her ambition to become the mother of 100 sons was fulfilled, and she began to nourish all the children according to her exalted position. When the intrigue of the Battle of Kurukshetra was going on, she was not in favor of fighting with the Pandavas. Rather, she blamed Dhritarashtra, her husband, for such a fratricidal war. She desired that the state be divided into two parts, for the sons of Pandu and her own. She was very affected when all her sons died in the Battle of Kurukshetra, and she wanted to curse Bhimasena and Yudhisthira, but she was checked by Vyasadeva. Her mourning over the death of Duryodhana and Dushasana before Lord Krishna was very pitiful, and Lord Krishna pacified her by transcendental messages. She was equally aggrieved on the death of Karna, and she described to Lord Krishna the lamentation of Karna's wife. She was pacified by Srila Vyasadeva when he showed her dead sons, then promoted to the heavenly kingdom. She died along with her husband in the jungles of the Himalayas near the mouth of the Ganga. She burned in a forest fire. Maharaj Yudhisthira performed the death ceremony of his uncle and sons. Pritha, daughter of Maharaj Shurasena and sister of Vasudeva, Lord Krishna's father. Later she was adopted by Maharaj Kunti Bhoja, and hence she is known as Kunti. She is the incarnation of the success potency of the personality of Godhead. The heavenly denizens from the upper planets used to visit the palace of King Kunti Bhoja, and Kunti was engaged for their reception. She also served the great mystic sage Durvas, and being satisfied by her faithful service, Durvas Muni gave her a mantra by which it was possible for her to call for any demigod she pleased. As a matter of inquisitiveness, she at once called for the sun god, who desired couplement with her, but she declined. But the sun god assured her immunity from virgin adulteration, and so she agreed to his proposal. As a result of this couplement, she became pregnant, and Karna was born by her. By the grace of the sun, she again turned into a virgin girl, but being afraid of her parents, she quitted the newly born child, Karna. After that, when she actually selected her own husband, she preferred Pandu to be her husband. Maharaj Pandu later wanted to retire from family life and adopt the renounced order of life. Kunti refused to allow her husband to adopt such life, but at last Maharaj Pandu gave her permission to become a mother of sons by calling some other suitable personalities. Kunti did not accept this proposal at first, but when vivid examples were set by Pandu, she agreed. Thus, by dint of the mantra worded by Durvas Muni, she called for Dhammaraj, and thus Yudhisthira was born. She called for the demigod Vayu, air, and thus Bhima was born. She called for Indra, the king of heaven, and thus Arjuna was born. The other two sons, namely Nakula and Sahadev, were begotten by Pandu himself in the womb of Madri. Later on, Maharaj Pandu died at an early age, for which Kunti was so aggrieved that she fainted. Two co-wives, namely Kunti and Madri, decided that Kunti should live for the maintenance of the five minor children. The Pandavas and Madri should accept the sati. Two co-wives, namely Kunti and Madri, decided that Kunti should live for the maintenance of the five minor children, the Pandavas, and Madri should accept the sati rituals by meeting voluntary death along with her husband. This agreement was endorsed by great sages like Satashringa and others present on the occasion. Later on, when the Pandavas were banished from the kingdom by the intrigues of Duryodhana, Kunti followed her sons and she equally faced all sorts of difficulty during those days. During the forest life, one demon girl, Hidimba, wanted Bhima as her husband. Bhima refused, but when the girl approached Kunti and Yudhisthira, they ordered Bhima to accept her proposal and give her a son. As a result of this combination, Ghatotkach was born, and he fought very valiantly with his father against the Kauravas. In their forest life, they lived with a Brahmin family that was in trouble because of one Bakasura demon, and Kunti ordered Bhima to kill the Bakasura to protect the Brahmin family against troubles created by the demon. She advised Yudhisthira to start for the Panchala Desh. Draupadi was gained in this Panchala Desh by Arjuna, but by order of Kunti, all five of the Pandava brothers became equally the husband of Panchali, or Draupadi. She was married with five Pandavas in the presence of Vyasadeva. Kunti Devi never forgot her first child, Karna, and after Karna's death in the Battle of Kurukshetra, she lamented and admitted before her other sons that Karna was her eldest son prior to her marriage with Maharaj Pandu. Her prayers for the Lord after the Battle of Kurukshetra, when Lord Krishna was going back home, are excellently explained. Later, she went to the forest with Gandhari for severe penance. She used to take meals after each 30 days. She finally sat down in profound meditation and later burned to ashes in a forest fire. Draupadi. The most chaste daughter of Maharaj Drupad and partly an incarnation of Goddess Sachi, the wife of Indra, Maharaj Drupad performed a great sacrifice under the superintendence of the sage Yaja. By his first offering, Dhrishtadyumna was born, and by the second offering, Draupadi was born. She is therefore the sister of Dhrishtadyumna, and she is also named Panchali. The five Pandavas married her as a common wife, and each of them begot a son in her. Maharaj Yudhisthira begot a son named Pratibhit. Bhimashain begot a son named Sutasoma. Arjuna begot Shruti Kirti. Nakula begot Satanika, and Sahadev begot Shrutakarma. She is described as the most beautiful lady, equal to her mother-in-law Kunti. During her birth, there was an arrow message that she should be called Krishna. The same message also declared that she was born to kill many a Kshatriya. By dint of her blessing from Shankara, she was awarded five husbands equally qualified. When she preferred to select her own husband, princes and kings were invited from all the countries of the world. She was married with the Pandavas during her exile in the forest. But when they went back home, Maharaj Drupad gave them immense wealth as a dowry. She was well received by all the daughters-in-law of Dhritarashtra. When she was lost in a gambling game, she was forcibly dragged into the assembly and an attempt was made by Dushasan to see her naked beauty, even though there were elderly persons like Bhishma and Drona present. She was a great devotee of Lord Krishna, and by her praying, the Lord himself became an unlimited garment to save her from the insult. A demon of the name Jatasura kidnapped her, but her second husband, Bhimasen, killed the demon and saved her. She saved the Pandavas from the curse of Maharaj Durvas by the grace of Lord Krishna. When the Pandavas lived incognito in the palace of Virata, Kichaka was attracted by her exquisite beauty, and by arrangement with Bhima, the devil was killed and she was saved. She was very much aggrieved when her five sons were killed by Ashwatthama. At the last stage, she accompanied her husband Yudhisthira and others and fell on the way. The cause of her falling was explained by Yudhisthira, but when Yudhisthira entered the heavenly planet, he saw Draupadi gloriously present there as the goddess of fortune in the heavenly planet. Subhadra, daughter of Vasudev and sister of Lord Krishna, she was not only a very dear daughter of Vasudev, but also a very dear sister to both Krishna and Baladev. The two brothers and sister are represented in the famous Jagannath Temple of Puri, and the temple is still visited by thousands of pilgrims daily. This temple is in remembrance of all the Lord's visit at Kurukshetra during an occasion of solar eclipse and his subsequent meeting with the residents of Vrindavan. The meeting of Radha and Krishna during this occasion is a pathetic story, and Lord Sri Chaitanya in the ecstasy of Radharani also pined for Lord Sri Krishna at Jagannath Puri. While Arjuna was at Dwarka, he wanted to have Subhadra as his queen, and he expressed his desire to Lord Krishna, in Lord Krishna. He expressed his desire to Lord Krishna. Sri Krishna knew that his eldest brother, Lord Baladev, was arranging her marriage elsewhere, and since he did not dare to go against the arrangement of Baladev, he advised Arjuna to kidnap Subhadra. So when all of them were on a pleasure trip on the Raivata hill, Arjuna managed to kidnap Subhadra according to the plan of Sri Krishna. Sri Baladev was very angry at Arjuna and he wanted to kill him, but Lord Krishna implored his brother to excuse Arjuna. Then Subhadra was duly married with Arjuna, and Abhimanyu was born of Subhadra. At the premature death of Abhimanyu, Subhadra was very mortified. But on the birth of Parikshit, she was happy and soulless. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksur Unmiritam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto his lotus feet. Tambandum agatam drishtva dharma putra sahanuja dhritarashtro yuyutsuscha suta saradvata prita. When they saw Vidura return to the palace, all the inhabitants, Maharaj Yudhisthira's younger brothers, Dhritarashtra, Satyaki, Sanjaya, Kripacharya, Kunti, Gandhari, Draupadi, Subhadra, Uttara, Kripi, many other wives of the Kauravas and other ladies with children, all hurried to him in great delight. It so appeared that they had regained their consciousness after a long period. So here, Srila Prabhupada is giving the history as told in the Mahabharata according to the lives of four great saintly women. Taete sarava sadvi. They are sadvis. There are sadhus and sadvis. Prabhus and Prabhvis. Sadvi means saintly women. And this Gandhari and Kunti, this Subhadra and Draupadi, they are the saintly women of the Mahabharata and of the histories. The beauty of the Vedic culture is that there are so many histories and stories. Srila Prabhupada has given us so many stories in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, in his lectures and in his classes, always telling all the stories of all the great saintly men and women in Krishna consciousness. This Gandhari was so saintly that because her husband was blind, she accepted blindness by covering her eyes with so many scarves. And she gained the power that when her son was called to her, when she called her son to make his entire body invincible by her taking off finally her blindfolds and injecting this invincible nature into her son, fully undressed. But Krishna caught him before he went to see Gandhari. And he told him, where are you going? What's up? What are you doing? And when he told him his mother was going to bless him to become invincible, he said, don't go naked. Man should never go naked in front of any woman, including mother, sister. At least cover your lower portion with a gamcha. So he wore some little gamcha, covered his lower, below the belt, and when Gandhari took off the blindfolds and gave this invincible nature through her glance, her such powerful glance due to her chaste nature and saintly nature, her chastity, she saw that he had covered his midsection and every part of his body except the midsection became invincible. So, when he was in the battle with Bhima, yielding the maces, and Bhima was being defeated because anywhere he hit, Duryodhana was so invincible. Krishna in the crowd, in the audience, motioned, hit him below the belt. Even in modern day boxing and UFC and all these things, you cannot hit below the belt. First time warning, second time penalty, 1 point taken away. You cannot strike. What to speak during the time of the Battle of Kurukshetra? No hitting below the belt. But Krishna told Bhima, take the mace, hit him right below the belt, where he was invincible. And he did, and so doing, killed this Duryodhana. Because he was invincible, he was not invincible below the belt. So Gandhari was so powerful. And Kunti, such powerful personality, such important personality in Vedic culture, that in Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, 8th chapter, is dedicated to Queen Kunti and her prayers. We just passed 5 chapters ago the prayers of Queen Kunti. Even Srila Prabhupada wrote the book separately, Prayers of Queen Kunti, from his lectures, was compiled on the prayers of Queen Kunti. Such notable prayers. Namo Pankaja Nabhaya, Namo Pankaja Maline, Namo Pankaja Netraya, Namaste Pankajangraye. My Lord, you are a lotus. Your face is a lotus. Your feet are like lotuses. Your belly is like a lotus. You are the lotus Lord. She prayed, Janmaisvarya Shuta Shri Edomanam Bhadakpuman. Only those who are materially exhausted can approach you, my Lord. Others who are bewildered, everyone in this material world, by Janma, Aishwarya, Shruta, and Shri, by good birth, wealth, great learning, and beauty, cannot chant with feeling, cannot approach you with feeling. Prabhupada said, cannot chant Jai Radha Madhava with feeling. And when Prabhupada said that in his lecture, there was so much feeling in Jai Radha Madhava. I can't imitate. But Prabhupada said, there's no feeling in the chanting of Jai Radha Madhava. If one doesn't approach Krishna but is bewildered by this, Janma Aishvarya Shruta Shri. She said, let the calamities come upon me again and again. For by so doing, I'll always remember you, my Lord. We easily remember Krishna, God, when there are calamities. When everything's going good, we think we're on top of the world. Actually, that is Krishna. The good, the bad, whatever, that's Krishna. But Kunti prayed, let the calamities come again and again, so that I can always remember you. I don't pray that. Prahlad Maharaj prayed that. What's the first line? Yadidas yasi me kaman. Varam tvam vardarshavam. Kamanam ridya samroham bhavatas tu vanevram. Let these calamities come. My Lord, give me difficulty. Kunti prayed, same thing. So I'll always remember your lotus feet. Because when we get put into difficulty, oh, we're praying, oh Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. But when things are so good, oh, me, mine. We're not so concerned. So Kunti prayed like that, so much so she prayed, Twayi me nanya visaya matir madhu pate sukrit ratim udva dad adao gange vaugam udanvati. Just as the Ganga flows into the sea naturally, let my attraction be drawn to you without any hindrance. Let me just think of you, Krishna. This is the greatness of Queen Kunti. These prayers are so powerful. Prayers. Such important prayers for us to learn in Vedic understanding. Queen Kunti. Sometimes people say, well, you guys are... your philosophy is favors men. What do they call that? Misogynist. What's another word for that? Chauvinistic. But actually, we worship women. We worship Queen Kunti. The Pandavas worshipped Queen Kunti. They worshipped Draupadi. They were all married to Draupadi. They got each one begot son from Draupadi. And Kunti was so powerful, she was given that benediction. And when her husband, wonderful story, he was cursed because he went hunting, as kings do, Pandu, and he shot what he thought was a deer, but happened to be a sage and his wife. The deer and the she-deer were engaged in begetting children, and he shot them in that way. And the sage cursed him that whenever you try to approach your wife for copulation, you'll die. So he could never approach Kunti or Madri, his great saintly women, to give them children. Kunti used her benediction from Durvas Muni to call Surya, the sun god, and she begot Radheya, Karna. She called Indra, got Arjuna. She called Dharma and got Yudhisthira. She called Vayu and got Bhimashane. And Madri begot two sons by the Asvini. Well, here it says by Pandu, Nakula and Sahadev. So when this Pandu was overwhelmed by affection and he approached Madri, at that time the curse came through and he died. And the Kunti and Madri discussed what to do after his death. And as there is the custom in Vedic culture that the wife enter into the fire of her husband's funeral pyre at the time of death, it was decided that Kunti would look after the Pandavas and that Madri would enter into the fire, and she did. Such a amazing culture. Even sometimes in our own culture, that takes place naturally. Doctors even know the husband dies and the wife can't live without him. When I was a married man, I asked my wife, when I pass away, you won't go with any other man, will you? And she said, oh yeah, when you die, I'll walk into the fire. In other words, I'm not even going to wait for you to die. I'll take off with another man. That's a whole other story. We won't go there. We can't go there in Bhagavatam class. But I was thinking, this is Vedic culture. At least don't remarry. But these great saintly women, they even entered into the fire. Madri entered into the fire. Kunti, Kunti dedicated her life to her sons, to taking care of the Pandava sons. Not like today's abandonment of mothers and fathers. So these great women in Krishna consciousness, they're to be worshipped and they're to be remembered and they're to be followed. Their lifestyle is to be followed, especially by our devotee women, Srila Prabhupada wanted to create sadvis and persons, ladies, that would give birth to saintly children, like Kunti gave birth to so many saintly boys and girls. Well, I don't know what girls, but boys. Maybe girls too. Girls? No girls. Boys. And that this is our life, to emulate. These stories are there not just for hearing wonderful pastimes, which we also love to do, we're eager to do, but to emulate, to take on the lives of these great saintly men and women, and engage in pushing forward. Srila Prabhupada brought men and women to this movement. In old Vedic culture, the ashram was for brahmachari. But Srila Prabhupada created, because of the West, brahmacharini. So much so that I was told by one Mataji, who was perhaps the first to join, that Srila Prabhupada, with no desire for... she was a 16-year-old girl when she joined, and he showed her how to put on a sari. Srila Prabhupada was so eager for women to come to this movement, to join this movement and take up Krishna consciousness. So we should emulate the stories, the personalities of the Bhagavatam, and also become saintly men and saintly women, so we can return home back to Godhead. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. Sorry for going over time, but the purport was like 16 pages. I don't know. Kunti, Madri, now how am I going to get to this wheelchair?
Thank you.